Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, March 19th, 2025. The Maine Science Festival opened yesterday in Bangor, runs through Sunday. It's the 10th year that the Maine Discovery Museum has held the Science Festival. Throughout the rest of the week, there will be forums, trivia, and more than 70 other activities. Tonight from 6:30 to 8, there will be a night of science trivia for ages high school and up that was created especially for the Maine Science Festival. It's going to be held downstairs at Seasons on Main Street in Bangor, and organizers say to arrive by 6 p.m. if you want to order food. Thursday evening, Science on Tap presents Clear Ears, Full Heart, Can't Lose, How Music and Heart Health Help Heal and Shape the Brain. Quote, join us for an evening learning about the brain. Gareth Howell from the Jackson Laboratory will set the stage, and Brian Harris, founder and CEO of MedRhythms, will discuss how MedRhythms uses music as a therapeutic tool for brain recovery from strokes and other conditions, end quote. That's happening tomorrow night from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at Nocturnum Drafthouse in Bangor. And then Friday evening from 4:30 to 7, there'll be a teen tech night at the Maine Discovery Museum. Quote, hey, students in grades 6 through 10, are you ready to explore the exciting world of computers and information technology? Join us for Teen Tech Night, where you can learn, share, collaborate, and delve into cutting-edge software and web-based tools. This year's workshops will feature a range of captivating sessions designed to spark your curiosity and creativity, like robotics, cybersecurity, and more, end quote. Participants should bring their own laptop or contact the organizers at shelby@educatemaine.org if you need to borrow one. Teen Tech Night is a drop-off event. A pizza dinner will be provided at 6 p.m. for all participants, and they say don't miss out on this opportunity for maximum engagement and hands-on learning. The Science Festival continues into the weekend with a full day of activities at the Cross Insurance Center on Saturday, including an immersive audio experience, a scroll-a-thon, the Maine Mobile Biolab, a fish printmaking workshop, and five-minute genius talks through the day. On Sunday from 11 to 1, there'll be a downtown Bangor science scavenger hunt based at the Discovery Museum. You can find more information about all of the workshops, and some of them you need to sign up for in advance, so you'll want to look at that ahead of time. At least one has already been completely filled. You can go to mainsciencefestival.org. As of yesterday, the National Park Service has announced that they are closing the carriage roads to all users until further notice to protect the roads during mud season. Quote, warmer weather and wet conditions soften the carriage roads and make them susceptible to damage. Walking, bicycling, and riding horses in such conditions can cause ruts and potholes that channel water and exacerbate erosion. The National Park Service will reopen the carriage roads once the gravel surface dries out and becomes firm enough to prevent damage. They go on, visitors can help us protect the carriage roads for decades to come by respecting this temporary closure. In the meantime, the National Park Service encourages visitors to explore Acadia's hiking trails and Park Loop Road, which remains closed to motor vehicles until April 15th. When hiking, be prepared for icy conditions and carry traction devices for your shoes. When walking or biking closed sections of the Park Loop Road, exercise caution around closed gates, watch for parked vehicles or equipment, and be prepared to encounter lingering snow, ice, and winter storm debris, end quote. That's it for today for Around Town. I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a good day. I'll see you tomorrow.